WPGW, AM and FM, Portland.
Weaver here at Fort Site Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's time for the 136th commencement exercise for the Fort Recovery High School seniors here on this 19th day of May in 2024. Our radio broadcast today is being made possible by the following community-minded sponsors from the Fort Recovery area. Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland. Dr. Vormore on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland would love to be your family's dentist. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving the Fort Recovery community for more than 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber. Kalp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery, Jerry and Lori Kalp and their staff at Kalp Pharmacy saluting these graduating seniors. Wayne Oil here in Fort Recovery. Also Cooper Farms, located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area communities. That's Cooper Farms. Other sponsors of our Fort Recovery High School commencement exercise for today brought to you by Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, Vohr's Welding and Steel on State Route 49 at the north edge of Fort Recovery, just north of Fort Recovery, Mr. Steve Vohr and his crew at Vohr's Welding and Steel. The St. Henry Bank, with several area locations. They're all proud of all the seniors in the area, including Fort Recovery's graduating seniors, the St. Henry Bank. And Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. That's Adrian Gruby, another Fort Recovery High School booster for the broadcast today. Right now, the seniors are filing in to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. There are 77 of these young people in all who will be once again coming in here. Let's listen into the band directed by Mr. Reed Knuth as they play here for the beginning of this Fort Recovery commencement exercise. Thank you.
afternoon, fellow classmates, parents, grandparents in the audience. We thank you for coming to the commencement for the class of 2024. Boy, has it been a journey. Before we begin, I would like us all to remove our caps and bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with grateful hearts, giving thanks for the achievements of these graduates and the blessings that have brought us to this moment. We ask for your continued guidance and strength as we move forward into the next phase of our lives. May we use our talents and knowledge to make a positive impact in the world. And may we never lose sight of the values and principles that have brought us to this point. We pray that you will surround us with love, support, and opportunities to grow and thrive. May this commencement be a time of joy and celebration and gratitude. And may your blessings be upon us all. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Tegan Fort Camp, the class president of the graduating class of 2024.
Thank you, Tegan Fort Camp, for that prayer that you have led us in. And Tegan is our class president for the class of 2024. I would like to welcome all of you to the commencement exercises for the class of 2024. We would like to start today's program by inviting our valedictorian, Carson Gruby, and salutatorian, Trevor Heitkamp, to join us on stage.
It took me a long time to write what I wanted to say here. I thought I could start with thanking my family, friends, teachers, and classmates for all they've done to help get me on this podium, but I just couldn't figure out where to go from there. I didn't know what was expected of me with the speech. Truth be told, I never expected to become the valedictorian. I always expected Trevor to take this spot and Tegan to get salutatorian. They're both incredible students, and they've always done their best in school and sports. They both fought so very hard for first for so many years that I expected that I would land third. But I'm here, and now I'm expected to give this speech. I can't say how many ideas I've thrown out. For one reason or another, they just never met my expectations for the quality of my work. There was even a time when I expected to come out here on the stage and disappoint you all with a speech so full of fluff it's basically a pillow. But eventually, I realized that I had an idea, and I had been thinking about it for years. Expectations. Ever since my early school days, my parents have had great expectations from me. They've always thought I was something special, and they expected me to live up to that. As I've gone through school, I've found that many of my teachers have had those same high expectations. Even my classmates expect me to do well. These expectations are a double-edged sword. On the one side, these expectations have caused me to work much harder than I otherwise would have. I don't want to disappoint those around me with a poor performance, so I have to do better to meet or even exceed those expectations. And on the other side, these expectations can be incredibly stressful. One mistake, one slip-up, and I don't meet expectations. All of us have felt these same pressures at one time or another. If you ask any of the adults in the room, most would probably say that they still have to deal with the expectations of others to this day. But these expectations are hardly the strictest ones that we have to deal with. Others' expectations pale in comparison to the expectations we hold ourselves to. We set high goals for ourselves, and we work hard to achieve them. We push ourselves beyond what we think we are capable of just to show to ourselves that our own expectations were right. And even when we fail, we expect to get back up and try again. At times, we may try to meet others' expectations, but we never stop trying to meet our own. I say all of this because this very notion of expectations is what drives our lives forward. After today, we are all going to go off in our own direction. Whether it be in college, the workforce, or the military, we are all going to expect great things out of ourselves, our family, and our future. We will fail at times, but we will get through the obstacles that come our way. In one way or another, we are all expecting our lives to change. And we all expect a good life. And as we finish this period of our lives and move on to the next, we will try our hardest to exceed those expectations. We may be parting today, but I expect to see you all sometime in the future. Thank you.
That was Carson Gruby, class valedictorian.
Sorry, I'm not as tall as Carson. So. Welcome, distinguished guests, faculty, students, friends, and family to the graduating ceremony of the Fort Recovery High School Class of 2024. It is my honor and privilege to deliver these remarks in front of my peers and friends that I've had for over 14 years. However, none of this could have been possible without the help and support of all of our parents, siblings, friends, teachers, coaches, administrators, community members, and classmates. Thank you for pushing us to be the best we can be. As I've reflected on our time at Fort Recovery Schools together, I've realized that there are three overarching lessons that we have all learned in our time as students. First, from the Pythagorean triples. Everyone remembers the random winter day when we walked into geometry, not knowing that we were really learning the value of hard work. For those of you that have not been blessed with this lesson, Pythagorean triples are any three positive integers that completely satisfy the Pythagorean theorem. The sets we learned, and feel free to join in with me, are 3, 4, 5, 5, 12, 13, 7, 24, 25, 8, 15, 17. I see some of us still have it. While we thought we were learning some random numbers, what Mrs. Oshelo was really teaching us was the value of practicing something over and over and over and over and over again. We probably went through these sets of numbers 20 times a day. You could hear them everywhere. In the hall, 3, 4, 5. At lunch, 5, 12, 13. In chemistry, 7, 24, 25. When you were trying to sleep, 8, 15, 17. Sometimes geometry was really difficult, and we all struggled. However, with this repeated practice, we came to find that every single one of us are capable of achieving difficult things through immense dedication. Practice may not make us perfect, but it certainly makes us better. The second valuable lesson, while not as glamorous, came 4 years ago during our freshman year in biology. It was here when we learned the value of teamwork in a sickening, gruesome, but kind of cool science experiment where the strong-willed and faint of heart were teamed together to defy all odds as we attempted to dissect a frog. Some of us were disgusted, others in awe. Those of us who couldn't handle performing the incisions ourselves found other ways to be useful by pointing at, but never touching, the various internal structures of the frog. The more brave ones among us then took to the dissection with care. It was a unique balance of academic prowess and brute force that allowed us to work as a team to achieve a common goal. This type of teamwork hasn't left us since. The final, but maybe most important lesson, after the Pythagorean triples, of course, is here right now. Our final lesson in FRHS is gratitude. Within this gym, hundreds of people, if not over 1,000, are here present to support us. Up on the stage with me are faculty and administrators who have had our back, spending countless hours to ensure we have received the best possible education and high school experience. In the stands are our friends and family. They've always been here to cheer us on through all of our activities. Think of the many fans in the stands at our sporting events and music events. All the community members who have donated, mentored, and supported us throughout our entire academic journey. Our many teachers and staff members here on earth and in heaven above who have worked with us through our struggles, praised our successes, and delivered us toward our futures. Now I think of all of you, my classmates. Here we stand together at a fork in the road. We all have our own unique paths ahead, but we have a common path behind us. No one knows what the future holds, but what we do know is that the class of 2024 has a strong foundation rooted in our communal values. As we move forward from today, starting our lives as adults, we know we will find success by continuing to strive for dedication to hard work, teamwork, and most importantly, gratitude. These are the lessons our family, teachers, and community have taught us. These are the lessons we will carry with us. I sincerely wish all of you the best of luck in every endeavor life brings you. Congratulations, and may God bless the class of 2024.
That was Mr. Trevor Heitkamp, salutatorian of the class.
Carson. Thank you, Carson, and thank you, Trevor, for your address to your classmates. At this time, we would like to present to you your awards for valedictorian and salutatorian. Around your necks, you wear your medals that represent your valedictorian and salutatorian status. And Mr. Stahl and Mr. Wendell here will hand to you your diploma and your plaque for Val and Sal. Let's give another big round of applause. Thank you, guys. The high school choir will now be performing two appropriate selections for today's occasion. They will be singing "I Am Your Child," arranged by Snyder, and "Show Us the Way," arranged by Ficocelli. Ladies and gentlemen, the Fort Recovery High School Choir, under the direction of Mrs. Evers West Curtis.
Child, wherever
And we're going to be having the senior video right now, so we'll have this message.
Thank you
for
to the choir, and thank you to Mrs. Evers West Curtis. I think they deserve another huge round of applause. Two great numbers there.
While they're showing the senior videos to those in attendance here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, let's take time to thank our sponsors who made it possible for us to bring you this broadcast of the Fort Recovery commencement today. That would include Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, your Case IH and Kubota dealer just down from the Fort Recovery High School, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. Also, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for more than 100 years. For the finest in building materials, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Also, Kalp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery, in downtown Fort Recovery. Jerry and Lori Kalp and their staff congratulating the seniors at Fort Recovery High School from Kalp Pharmacy. Wayne Oil here in Fort Recovery. Also, Cooper Farms, located in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area locations. That's Cooper Farms. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio. Also, Vore's Welding and Steel on State Route 49 just north of Fort Recovery. Mr. Steve Vore and his staff at Vore's Welding and Steel. The St. Henry Bank, with several locations in the area, proud of the Fort Recovery High School graduating seniors and all seniors in the area. And Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. That's Adrian Gruby. Also, let's take time to give you the list of names of the graduates. 77 students graduating from Fort Recovery High School today, including Lucas Atchison, Jack Bargy, Wesley Bechtel, Arwen Beitler, Clayton Berkey, Drew Benn, Maya Breen, Isaac Brockman, Catherine Bruns, Colton Brunswick, Natalie Brunswick, Chloe Bupp, Kinsey Clark, Alex Deuce, also Kennedy Irvin, Alex Evers, Megan Evers, Reese Evers, Gavin Faller, Tegan Fortcamp, Holly Fortman, Kinsey Garkey, Carson Gruby, Paige Guggenbiller, Reese Guggenbiller, Jenna Hart, Elizabeth Hartings, Austin Hartnagel, Aiden Heitkamp, Owen Heitkamp, Trevor Heitkamp, also Troy Homan, Easton Hoying, Hunter Hummel, Addison Jenkins, Monty Jones, Autumn Judy, Hayden Judy, Nate Judy, Connor Kaikala, Abigail Keller, Evan Keller, Allison Kanapke, Owen Kanapke, Ella Kramer, Drew Langenkamp, Brett Lauber, Michael Laux, Jocelyn Lefevre, Sage Luthold, Rex Leverett, Jose Martinez, Kiana Matsuda, Cameron McEldowney, Mara Pearson, Liberty Pullman, Seth Rammel, Tony Rodriguez, Matthew Romer, Liberty Schlarman, Marissa Shane, Cole Shoemaker, Abe Seifring, Olivia Smith, Bryn Stallman, Austin Steinbruner, Caden Sutter, Tiffany Taft, Brittany Tebby, Riggs Toby, Callie Wendell, Sage Wendell, Ella West Gertis, Ellie Will, Brooklyn Wyrick, Lydia Collig, and Christian Marshall, the graduating class of Fort Recovery High School for 2024.
But you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna miss this. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Vasey, for all that hard work on that senior video. Mr. Knuth, you're going to need to walk. Oh, there we go. Get the lights on. The Fort Recovery High School graduating class of 2024. The 77 of you have spent the last 13 years of your lives attending practices, completing assignments, studying for tests, waking up early mornings, staying up late nights, and learning the important lessons of life. To hear those words today go from graduating to graduated. Within the hour, that will finally happen. But before it does, I want you to take a moment and I want you to look around this gym. And now I want you to close your eyes and I want you to soak in this moment. This will be a day you remember for the rest of your lives. Embrace it. You've earned it. It's an honor and a privilege to stand before you today, celebrating one of the most significant milestones in your lives. As your principal this year, I have had the pleasure of watching you grow, learn, and transform into the remarkable individuals seated here today. My only regret is that I was only able to spend 1 year with you. You are an incredible group of hardworking, motivated, talented, and passionate young men and women who are destined for big things in your lives. And for that, you, as well as your family and friends, should be incredibly proud. As we gather here to celebrate your achievements, I want to reflect on two of the more important lessons we hope you've learned through your years here at Fort Recovery: the importance of relationships and the profound impact of serving others. Throughout your time in school, you have formed countless relationships with your family, with your peers, teachers, administrators, lunch ladies, janitors, coaches, community members. The list can go on. These connections have shaped your experiences and influenced who you are today. Remember, the way we treat others is what defines us as individuals. In every interaction, we have the opportunity to demonstrate kindness, respect, and empathy. It is through our relationships that we find meaning and purpose. Your classmates have been your companions on this journey, sharing in your successes and your challenges. Your teachers have not only imparted knowledge, but also have served as mentors and role models. Your families have provided unwavering support and encouragement, cheering you on every step of the way. As you move forward, remember that the strength of your relationships will be a cornerstone of your successes. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, who challenge you to be better, who inspire you to reach your full potential. Nurture these relationships, for they will be your source of strength and comfort in both good times and in bad. And while our actions with those who we surround ourselves with are the ones we focus on the most, the way we treat others certainly extends beyond our immediate circles. Each person who we meet is unique, and how we treat those that may have differing opinions, looks, beliefs, or views is possibly even more important than how we treat those closest to us. These interactions encompass how we engage with our communities and the world at large. Which brings us to that other important value of serving others. Community service is just not an obligation, it's a privilege. It's an opportunity to give back, to make a difference, and to contribute to something greater than ourselves. Fort Recovery is a community built on the values of generosity, compassion, and civic responsibility. These values are reflected in the many ways our students, staff, and families engage in service. Whether it's volunteering at local events, assisting in charitable fundraisers, or simply lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need, community service allows us to connect with others and strengthen the bonds that hold us together. It teaches us humility, fosters gratitude, and broadens our perspective. In a world where self-interest often takes precedence, the dedication of individuals serving their communities can shine brightly as a beacon of hope. As you venture into the world beyond high school, I encourage you to carry the spirit of service with you. Look for opportunities to contribute to your communities wherever you may find yourselves. Understand that every act of kindness, no matter how small, has the power to create a ripple effect, touching lives in ways you may never realize. Graduates, as you stand here today on the threshold of a new beginning, I urge you to remember the lessons you have learned here at Fort Recovery Schools. Cherish the relationships you have built and continue to cultivate new ones. Approach each person you meet with an open heart and a generous spirit. And never underestimate the impact you can have through acts of service. Remember, your journey is not just about personal achievement. It is about the impact you leave on the hearts and minds of those that you encounter. Treat others with kindness, serve your communities with dedication, and you will undoubtedly lead a life of fulfillment and significance. For in this life, success is not measured by the accolades you receive or the material possessions you acquire. It is measured by the positive difference you make in the lives of others. Your journey is just now beginning. And the world needs your energy, your passion, and your commitment to making it a better place. Embrace the challenges ahead with confidence, knowing that you have the support of your Fort Recovery family behind you. Graduates of the class of 2024, congratulations. You have made us all incredibly proud. Now go out into the world and make a difference. And now I'd like to introduce our superintendent, Mr. Tony Stahl, who will present the class.
Thank you, Mr. Steinbrenner. On behalf of the Fort Recovery Local School District, I offer congratulations to the graduates of 2024 on your graduation today. I personally wish you all good luck in the future, whether you choose to remain in the area or venture out onto other parts of the state, the country, or the world. So congratulations, nice job, and enjoy the day. And now I'll get Mr. Steinbrenner back up here to keep going with the ceremony.
We are certainly proud of the accomplishments of the class of 2024. These students have been very successful in the classroom, in co-curricular activities, and in extracurricular activities. We have already presented numerous awards to the class at the academic, music, and athletic ceremonies. Today, we add to that list with a number of scholarships and special awards. So presenting the awards today are Mr. Tony Stahl, Superintendent of Schools, and Mr. Don Wendell, President of the Board of Education. And we will begin with a number of special awards. Each year we award a boys and girls athletic key. It's based on total athletic participation throughout high school. This year's athletic key winners are Troy Homan and Callie Wendell. Let's give Troy and Callie a huge round of applause.
Kind of appropriate since they're dating each other.
It's now time to award the activity key to the students who have been the most active and have shown the most leadership in clubs, organizations, sports, and extracurricular activities. A point system is used to determine the recipients of this award. The activity key is awarded to one boy and one girl in the senior class. The winners of the activity keys for 2024 are Trevor Heitkamp and Olivia Smith. Congratulations, Trevor and Olivia. At this time, seniors, we would like all of you who will be receiving an honors diploma to please stand. These students have met the required criteria as outlined by the State Board of Education in order to receive an academic or career technical honors diploma. The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club awarded each honors diploma a recipient a flash drive on Friday. Let's give a nice round of applause to all of our honors diploma seniors. Next, we would like to invite the National Honor Society seniors to please stand. These students have shown excellence in academics, leadership, character, and service. Let's congratulate our National Honor Society members. And finally, we gave out an award on Friday that I think needs recognition here because it is not an award that we are able to give every year. But we had two seniors who had perfect attendance their senior year. Would Isaac Brockman and Carson Gruby both please stand and give them a round of applause for perfect attendance throughout their entire senior year. Congratulations to all our award winners. And now it is time for the scholarship portion of our commencement ceremonies. At this time, I'd like to invite our guidance counselor, Mrs. Amy Kaiser, to come up to stage for the scholarship presentations.
Good afternoon. Our seniors have been working very hard on their scholarship applications this year, and it's my pleasure to share some of those winners with you today. Students, if you are announced as a scholarship winner, please stand up and face the crowd. We ask that the audience please hold their applause until all the students have been recognized. The Fort Recovery Alumni Association has been a longtime supporter of our graduating seniors as they venture onto the next part of their education. This year's scholarship recipients from the Alumni Association are: the Armella J. Kemper Education Scholarship goes to Olivia Smith. There are two Richard and Norvita Hilbold Scholarships. Those recipients are Mara Pearson and Carson Gruby. The Dr. Diana Meiring Zitter Medical goes to Ellie Will. The Bob Freemeyer Alumni goes to Natalie Brunswick. And the three Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarships go to Allison Kanapke, Addison Jenkins, and Ella Kramer. Please join me in giving these Fort Recovery Alumni Association scholarship winners a round of applause. Our next group of winners are managed through the Fort Recovery Community Foundation. This group of winners is hearing their good news for the very first time today. Again, I ask that the students stand and be recognized as their name is called. The Carl and Margaret Althoff Memorial goes to Paige Guggenbiller, Mara Pearson, Ellie Will, and Tegan Fortkamp. The Arnold and Eugenia Beimer and the Joe Whirling Memorial go to Allison Kanapke. The Jim and Charlene Bupp Memorial goes to Chloe Bupp. David Bupp Memorial goes to Ella Kramer. The John and Doris Cheeseman Endowed Scholarship go to Marissa Shane and Ella Kramer. The Josh and Eric Fortkamp Memorial goes to Abigail Keller. The Christian Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Drew Langenkamp. The Travis Fullenkamp Memorial goes to Kennedy Irvin. The Verla Marie Gagel Helping Hand goes to Reese Guggenbiller. The Robert, Alice, and Colleen Gruby Memorial goes to Carson Gruby. The Walter and Kathleen Himmelgarn goes to Owen Kanapke. The Linus and Gilletta Hills Camp Memorial goes to Rex Leverett and Kenzie Garkey. The Les Johnson Memorial and the Norb Metzger Memorial go to Troy Hillman. The Damon Klinke Career Grant goes to Wes Bechtel and Liberty Pullman. The Henry and Agnes Lefevre Memorial goes to Katie Bruns. The Sawyer Overman Memorial goes to Callie Wendell. Dr. James Vaughn Memorial goes to Olivia Smith. And the Carolyn Vaughn Memorial goes to Troy Hillman. The Dr. Diana Zitter Meiring Medical and the Lamar Shoemaker Memorial goes to Megan Evers. The Howard Berry Memorial goes to Natalie Brunswick. The Robert Freemeyer Mathematics goes to Carson Gruby. And the coveted Ronald Shoemaker goes to Trevor Heikamp. Let's give these Fort Recovery Community Foundation scholarship winners a round of applause. Our next group of winners are from the Mercer County Civic Foundation. The Terry Bidlack Memorial goes to Abigail Keller. The John and Ruth Houts Cole Shoemaker. The Virginia Baker Frankie Music goes to Jossie Lefevre. Joe S. Meiring goes to Tegan Fortkamp, Ellie Will, and Jossie Lefevre. The Dick Stogler Cooper goes to Maya Breen. Mary Alice Bruns goes to Olivia Smith. Coldwater Eagles goes to Troy Holman and Kennedy Irvin. The Paul Layfeld Memorial, Operation Freedom Support, and the Parker and Margaret Snyder Nursing goes to Allison Kanapke. And TriStar Eternal Scholarships go to Ella Kramer, Jenna Hart, and Kennedy Irvin. Congratulations. And our final group of winners comes from a number of independent local donors. The Governor's Merit Scholarship for students in the top 5% of their class choosing to attend an Ohio college or university goes to Carson Gruby. Our Teachers Union, the Fort Recovery Education Association, is awarding scholarships to Trevor Heikamp, Paige Guggenbiller, Troy Hillman, and Olivia Smith. The Franklin B. Walter All-Scholastic Award goes to Trevor Heikamp. Mercer County Dare Boosters and the Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club goes to Alex Evers. Med Foundation of Mercer County goes to Trevor Heikamp, Allison Kanapke, and Megan Evers. The Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, the Charles and Ruth Raby Memorial, Mercer County Action Club, Pheasants Forever, and the University Women's Club of Mercer County go to Allison Kanapke. WOW Super Raffle goes to Alex Deuce, Reese Evers, and Brooklyn Wyrick. The Psi Iota Xi Sorority goes to Katie Bruns, Sage Luthold, and Mara Pearson. And the Lightsville Family Foundation goes to Alex Evers and Allison Kanapke. Four Recovery Knights of Columbus goes to Allison Kanapke, Troy Holman, Reese Evers, Matthew Romer. The Daughters of Isabella and the Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club go to Jenna Hart. Coldwater Young Farmers is Ella Kramer. The Fort Recovery Banking Center, Park National Bank, goes to Olivia Smith and Ella Kramer. Fort Recovery Community Club, the Paul Stoglin Memorial, goes to Troy Holman. The Fort Recovery Ministerial Association goes to Troy Holman, Kenzie Garkey, Callie Wendell, and Jenna Hart. The Carson Scholar Award and the MAV Youth Mentoring Scholarship goes to Trevor Heikamp. FRHS Art Club goes to Paige Guggenbiller. FRHS Drama Club goes to Olivia Smith. The Shane Long Memorial goes to Rex Leverett. VH Cooper Cooper Farms go to Carson Gruby, Owen Kanapke, Alex Evers, Allison Kanapke, Elizabeth Hardings, Natalie Brunswick, and Tiffany Taft. Wendelline Sports Club goes to Elizabeth Hardings. FRHS Student Council, the American Red Cross Blood Drive Scholarship, goes to Chloe Bupp and Jossie Lefevre. Rachel Rue Brackman goes to Megan Evers and Reese Evers. American Legion Post 345 goes to Matthew Romer and Sage Luthold. And the Fort Recovery VFW goes to Jenna Hart, Alex Deuce, Ellie Will, Matthew Romer, Sage Luthold. And Fort Recovery High School vocational grants go to Austin Hartnagle, Evan Keller, Brett Lauber, Wes Bechtel, Abe Seifring, Hunter Hummel. Please join me in giving this group a round of applause. In addition to these local scholarship awards, many of these students have received scholarships from their respective universities and other county and state organizations. The complete list of those scholarships will be printed in the newspapers within the coming weeks. Students, some of you have award letters or certificates placed in envelopes below your chairs. Be sure to take those with you when you exit today. And as usual, our local scholarship donors have been extremely generous. They actually donated $24,000 more to you guys than the last year's graduating class for a grand total of $180,000. On behalf of the graduates and their parents, I want to express my appreciation to all of our local foundations, as well as our community organizations, families, and individuals for their generosity to our seniors today. Thank you, and good luck, seniors, on your future endeavors. I wish you all the best.
At this time, we will recognize our graduating students for the next steps they have chosen to take after graduation. And so we take a moment to appreciate the diverse paths they have chosen. Some of our graduates are pursuing further education, eager to deepen their knowledge and expertise to shape a brighter future. Others are answering the noble call to serve our country in the military, committing to protect and defend our freedoms. And many are entering the workforce, ready to contribute their skills and talents to drive innovation and growth in various industries. Each path is a testament to their unique strengths and aspirations, and we celebrate their courage and ambition while wishing them success and fulfillment in all of their endeavors. So first, I would like all graduates who will be furthering their education by entering 2- and 4-year colleges, trade school, diploma, certificate programs, or project search to please stand. These students will become the next electricians, teachers, designers, engineers, business medical professionals, and so much more. On behalf of the faculty and staff here at Fort Recovery High School, we wish you the best of luck with your future studies. We live in a great country like no other. I am pleased to recognize two seniors who have enlisted in the United States military after graduation. When Michael Laux and Jose Martinez please stand. Both Michael and Jose will be joining the ranks of the United States Marine Corps. These young men are receiving cash enlistment grants from Roger and Chanel Braun, and also grants from a local military support group, thanks to our Yanks, whose logo is May Angels Watch Over and May God Protect. Gentlemen, we wish you the best of luck and thank you for your future service. Would the seniors who plan to enter the workforce after graduation please stand? The contributions this group will make to manufacturing, agriculture, healthcare, and many other areas will help Fort Recovery and Mercer County continue to thrive in the future. We wish you all the best. Your work ethic always goes unmatched. With that, it's time to get to the part of today's program that we've all been waiting for, the awarding of diplomas. Awarding diplomas today are Mr. Tony Stahl and President of the Board of Education, Don Wendell, and board member Greg Lefevre. The other board members recognizing the graduates today are Mitch Fullenkamp, Sean Collig, and Nick Werkamp. School board members, Mr. Stahl, and audience, the students who are receiving diplomas today have successfully completed the graduation requirements of Fort Recovery High School in the state of Ohio. It is my pleasure to present them to you. Carson Wyatt Gruby. Trevor Joseph Heitkamp. Tegan Marie Fortkamp. Mara Elizabeth Pearson. Allison Lucille Kanapke. Lucas Kenneth Atchison. Jack Lawrence Bargy. Wesley Christopher Bechtel. Arwen Haley Beitler. Clayton Michael Berkey. Drew William Ben. Maya Jade Breen. Isaac James Brockman. Catherine K. Bruns. Colton Matthew Brunswick. Natalie Elizabeth Brunswick. Chloe Marie Bupp. Kenzie Nicole Clark. Alex Matthew Deuce. Kennedy Elizabeth Irvin. Alexander David Evers. Megan Elizabeth Evers. Reese Jonathan Evers. Gavin Robert Fowler. Holly Marie Fortman. Kenzie Elizabeth Garkey. Paige Ann Guggenbiller. Reese Robert Guggenbiller. Jenna Ann Hart. Elizabeth Rose Hardings. Austin Stephen Hartnagel. Aiden Anthony Heitkamp. Owen Stephen Heitkamp. Troy Lamar Homan. Easton Anthony Hoing. Hunter David Hummel. Addison May Jenkins. Monty Glenn Jones. Autumn Rose Judy. Hayden Ralph Judy. Nate David Judy. Lydia Marie Collig. Connor Liloa Kaikala. Abigail Marie Keller. Evan Charles Keller. Owen James Kanapke. Ella Sue Kramer. Drew Robert Langenkamp. Brett John Lauber. Michael Joseph Laux. Jocelyn Jane Lefevre. Sage Elizabeth Luthold. Rex Clinton Leverett. Christian Michael Marshall. Jose Luis Martinez. Kiana Leilani K. Matsuda. Carmen Ann McEldowney. Liberty Teresa Pullman. Seth Mark Rammel. Juan Antonio Rodriguez. Matthew Kenneth Romer. Liberty Kendall Schlarman. Marissa K. Shane. Cole Shelby Shoemaker. Abraham Joseph Seifring. Olivia Lee Smith. Bryn Catherine Stommen. Austin Colt Steinbrenner. Caden John Sutter. Tiffany Rose Taft. Brittany Christine Tebby. Riggs James Toby. Callie Michelle Wendell. Sage Robert Wendell. Ella Rose West Curtis. Ellie Rose Will. Brooklyn Marie Wyrick. Would the graduating class of 2024 please stand? The Fort Recovery High School graduated class of 2024, you may turn your tassels. Turn around and face the crowd. I'm ad-libbing here for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, parents, friends, family in the audience, I present to you the newest alumni of Fort Recovery High School. Give them another big round of applause. You can turn back this way, and graduated students, I ask everyone in the audience to please stand, and we will be singing our Fort Recovery High School's alma mater together. The words are on the back of your program. So without further ado, please join the band and the choir in performing the Fort Recovery High School alma mater. Thank you, band, and thank you, choir, for leading us in the alma mater. Guests, you're invited to greet the graduates outside after the recessional. The graduates will proceed out of the gym first, followed by the board, administration, and staff. The rest of the audience may be dismissed when the band's recessional is complete. Thank you for attending this year's 2024 commencement exercises. The secretary for the class of 2024, Allison Kanapke, will now give the benediction.
Dear fellow graduates, as we come to the end of this academic journey, I would like to offer a benediction, a final blessing, as you embark on the next chapter of your life. May you always remember the lessons you have learned, the challenges you have faced, and most importantly, the friendships the Lord has presented to us here at FRHS. May these experiences shape you into resilient, compassionate, and courageous individuals who seek to make a positive impact on the world. May you have the wisdom to make good choices, the courage to pursue your dreams, and the perseverance to overcome any obstacle that may come your way. May you find joy and fulfillment in your chosen path, and may you never lose sight of your passion and the things that bring you happiness. May you always be surrounded by love, support, and encouragement from your family, friends, and community as you journey through life. May you always remember the importance of gratitude, kindness, and humility. May you use your talents and abilities to serve others and make a world a better place. And finally, may the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. This day, forever, and more. Congratulations, graduates. I cannot wait to hear the great things you will do in the future, and I'm glad to have ridden this journey of all of our lives with you all.
Once again, you've been listening to the Fort Recovery High School commencement for the class of 2024, brought to you here on the radio by Hall Brothers Incorporated of Fort Recovery, by Dr. Kim Vormore at Vormore Family Dentistry in Portland on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland, Dr. Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Kalb Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery, Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, and many other area communities, Cooper Farms. K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales and Service. The Fort Recovery Insurance Agency in downtown Fort Recovery, Fort Recovery Insurance. Vore's Welding and Steel just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, Mr. Steve Vore at Vore's Welding and Steel. The St. Henry Bank with several area locations, always proud of all the graduating seniors in the area, the St. Henry Bank. And Mr. Adrian Gruby of Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate. Adrian Gruby is especially proud of Mr. Carson Gruby of the class of 2024. Those are our sponsors who made the broadcast possible today as the students now are filing out. And the graduation parties will begin this afternoon here in the Fort Recovery area. We thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. We do have a Pacers broadcast coming up. Indiana Pacers playing at New York in the big playoffs this afternoon. For our studio producer, Nate Christman, I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon from the Fort Site Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.